quick update on Lovefresh and where we're at the moment, where we are in the timescales for release. We're progressing very nicely. I've just been testing the audio byte feature of the app, which allows me to record a 60-second audio recording, giving hints, tips, and comments about producers you've visited or visiting. Got to wire that up to the web app now, but that's fairly simple. And implement Twitter. Finish polishing the UI a little bit and get it out, get it to the App Store. We're holding back on some of the features such as the Producer package. We're keeping it standard, keeping it simple. We will speak to producers over the course of the coming month and make sure that we're on the right track with our plans for their special features, which will hopefully allow them to connect properly with their local community and local visitors who are interested in fresh local food. We don't see it as an advertising platform for them, we see it as a social platform, a way for them to communicate, not a way for them to spam people's timelines with information about their product. In fact, the bulk of the information will be kept on their product page. Yeah, so that's all going well. We're making some fairly fundamental decisions at the moment regarding business strategy, I suppose, but more than that, we're going off the idea of venture capital, or eventually venture capital, or any other kind of major outside money coming into the company. We're much more keen, having had a weekend talking and reading and thinking about not listening to all the hype that comes out of the valley, and just launching a good product with a solid business plan and growing it ourselves. So that's a milestone, really, and it means that we can keep true to some idealistic goals that are a little bit beyond the ideal, and we think that if venture capital gets involved, then we'll be forced to scrap all idealism and stick to ideals, which is okay, but not the way we would want to operate Lovefresh. You know, we want to operate it much like a farmer operates his farm and grow it slowly and organically and enjoy the fruits without any kind of complications and political divisions and corporate politics coming into it. So yes, that's the update. Hopefully, very shortly, I'll be able to stop talking and start asking how you're finding the app. I'll speak soon.